Thanks so much for being a part of the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, sponsored by GEICO. Whether you own or you rent, GEICO makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so go get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. You can do it. You could do it during the 10-minute halftime of the XFL game this afternoon. Sometimes, folks, you get to meet stars before they're stars. I used to get to sit, and I remember a conversation with our next guest who joins us now, Tom Hart. You'll see him doing his fine work. You've already seen him all over ESPN for years. But I remember when Tom Hart didn't work at ESPN. And I was doing a national radio show for ESPN. And we sat at spring training down in Orlando, and he's like, so how's it like? What's like working at ESPN? What's it like working for those people? And we talked about it at length. And now Tom Hart's lighting cigars with hundreds. And I'm just like, I'm so impressed with it. I mean, Tom, do you remember that? You remember that day talking about that?
I remember that conversation. I remember sitting on the in the first base dugout, but I had forgotten the specifics of it. Your memory is incredible.
My memory is incredible. Well, it's because when I meet people that then go on to be megastars, it's just incredible. And you know, Tom, this XFL project for you, we've been watching you do college football, watching you do college hoops. But when you found out about the XFL project, were you initially really enthused about it, or did you have anxiety about it, considering how so many other, like, sort of these spring football products have failed?
You know, I didn't have to ask many questions when I was presented with it. I was intrigued by it. As a matter of fact, when I first learned that ABC, ESPN was going to be involved with it, I sent an email to my boss at the head of the company and said, hey, this is something I'd like to be a part of. And then months later, I get a phone call, and as it was being explained to me, I heard what the backing was going to be. I heard what the support was going to be. And just to peel back the curtain as a broadcast nerd, I heard what the camera complement was going to be and the investment from a truck standpoint. And as they finished explaining it, I said, you answered all my questions, because my question was, you know, how important is this going to be to our company? And you've answered those questions. And to me, the biggest difference in the previous spring leagues has been the support from national networks, because as sports fans, I believe that there's only a small part of us who are going to seek out games. Otherwise, the general public, they're going to be walking through the living room or walking through the kitchen or walking through a sports bar and glance at the TV and say, oh, this game's on. I'm going to sit down and watch. In North Carolina, Duke was sensational television last night.
Sensational.
But the casual observers that they got, just because it was on in a primetime slot and people have an insatiable appetite for sports. So they were going to get an audience whether that thing went to overtime or not. And I think that having all of these games every weekend, one each on ABC, ESPN on Saturday and Sunday, one each on Fox and FS1, I think that's the secret to this league's success long term.
So you had your first broadcast today. And, I mean, you're introducing an entire audience not only to the XFL, but also to the two franchises on the field today. That's a lot of work for a play-by-play man and a color analyst to try to juggle. But you guys got a pretty good team put together, and you guys are pretty comfortable together.
Yeah, we got Joey Galloway in the booth and the always entertaining Pat McAfee with a microphone.
Is he really? I mean, he's a little low energy for me. Got to tell that. His radio show daily on CBS Sports Radio. We're glad to have him.
He's fantastic. You never know what direction he's going to go. And he is, you know, people orbit around him. So we're walking around Dallas practice yesterday, or we're in the St. Louis hotel yesterday afternoon, and the players flock to him and the coaches want to talk to him. And it's the same for him. You know, when he met Hal Mumme, his mind was blown. He said, you're the guy. You're the legend. You invented the air raid. And those are stories that football fans, I think, want to hear and hear more of. And we're lucky in this game that we get Bob Stoops, who I think is going to be the face of the league, won a national championship in 18 years at Oklahoma. Now here he is coaching in this football mad state. And the Dallas team is really good. So they'll be interesting to watch. But to me, the biggest challenge is introducing this league and these unique rules. So if people watched yesterday, they saw the kickoff They saw some of the timing issues. They heard the communication between coaches and players. And I think the more people watch and people watch for the first time, you have to constantly remind them this is a little bit different. And this is how it differs from maybe what you watch on Saturdays or Sundays during the fall and winter.
You'll see Tom Hard later on today. What's it, 5 o'clock Eastern time for the broadcast, right? I think it's 5 o'clock, right?
Yeah, that's right. Sorry.
Okay, good. Do I make sure there? That's 4 o'clock your time. I don't want you to show up late. If you show up late for the first game, that would suck. That'd be
bad sign. That'd be really bad. Only two things. This job is pretty easy. There's only two things you really need to know that you can't get wrong. When and where is the game? Because if you get either one of those wrong, it doesn't matter how smart you are.
You've known me for years. You've heard me do my craft, and I always have a great idea that I can help make someone's product better. So I was making this suggestion earlier today. How does the XFL really explode? If I knew that 10 Philadelphia Eagles practice squad guys, let's say there's an expanded practice squad, 10 of them were on the New York franchise or on the Dallas franchise or on the DC franchise, I'd be more apt to watch. If I knew when I was tuning in, maybe the quarterback, maybe the wide receiver, maybe that big stud defensive end is tied to my franchise. I wonder if a dream like that could ever happen, where NFL teams would actually align with putting all their practice squad guys on one of these teams where they share franchises.
That's an interesting question and something that we've talked to Oliver Luck about throughout our meetings over the last few months. And he said, listen, we're not a developmental league. And I think they think of themselves, number one, as more football and supplemental to what the NFL is doing. And what's interesting, there's guys that have had opportunities that have been shut down. Landry Jones, when Roethlisberger got hurt,
sure.
Landry Jones got a phone call, or at least Oliver Luck got a phone call, and they said, hey, Landry knows the system. He's been with the Steelers. We'd like to talk about bringing him back. And the answer was, no, he's with the Dallas Renegades. He's not available for you. I think what will be very interesting, we saw this when the AAF folded, is as soon as those guys were available, a ton of them got picked up to go to practice squads and get opportunities. And that's what a lot of these guys are looking for. So as soon as this season ends, you know, who then jumps immediately to NFL rosters? Who gets opportunities based on this? And there's one guy I want you to pay attention to that I think is really the key. I'm not saying he's the key to the league, but he's a fascinating case study, and that's St. Louis' safety, Kenny Robinson. He had eligibility at West Virginia. He had academic issues. He was no longer eligible. So going into his junior season this year, he needed a place to play, and he couldn't really transfer anywhere because he wasn't in good academic standing. Maybe he could have gone NAIA or Division II. And after weighing his options, he said, you know what, getting ready for the NFL draft, I'm going to go play in the XFL. And maybe he'll be a second rounder. Maybe he'll be a fifth rounder. Maybe nobody will pick him up. But this guy was first-team all-conference in the Big 12 as a sophomore, and now he needs to put games on tape in what would be his junior season. He's the only guy out there that has college eligibility that's playing in this league. And while Oliver Luck isn't seeking guys like this, if they come his way,
sure,
he'll take them.
So, they fall into his lap.
Yeah, we see it in the G League more and more, you know, on the basketball side. Maybe that's what this league will turn into.
I'm just glad to see that Dallas might have a chance to see a team that can win in the postseason again, from the sounds of things. That would be great. As an Eagles fan, I love getting that little dig in. Tom,
nice.
Tom, I wish you such good luck with this new venture, and we'll definitely check back in with you during the course of the year. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for having me on, John. Good to talk to you.
Anytime, buddy.